WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
As the winter of 2010 rolls along with yet another snow event across the southeastern United States, let's take a look at another form of frozen precipitation, sleet. Sleet is also referred to as ice pellets and can be found on METAR observations as PL. Sleet is a form of precipitation made up of translucent balls of ice that resemble hail, just much smaller, and typically bounce when they hit the ground. Sleet does not generally freeze into a solid mass unless it is mixed with freezing rain. Now, sleet forms when a layer of above-freezing air is located between about 5,000 and 10,000 feet above the ground, sandwiched between below-freezing air, both above and below it. This warm layer causes the partial or complete melting of any snowflakes falling through it. As the melted snowflakes fall back into the sub-freezing layer closer to the surface, they refreeze into ice pellets or sleet. Should the subfreezing layer beneath the warm layer be shallow, the precipitation will not have time to refreeze, and freezing rain will occur at the surface. A temperature profile showing a warm layer above the ground is most likely to be found in advance of a warm front during the cold season, but can occasionally be found behind a passing cold front. For most of the world, ice pellets only occur for brief periods and don't accumulate a significant amount. However, across the eastern United States and southeastern Canada, warm air flowing north from the Gulf of Mexico ahead of a strong synoptic scale storm system can overrun cold, dense air at the surface for many hundreds of miles for an extended period of time. In these areas, ice pellet accumulations of 1 to 4 inches are possible. A significant accumulation of sleet can be like an accumulation of snow, but there are a couple of big differences. For the same volume of snow, an equal volume of sleet is significantly heavier and thus more difficult to clear away. Plus, a volume of sleet will take significantly longer to melt compared to an equal volume of fresh snowfall. Got a question about the weather? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.